Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome along to another podcast where we go through some bits of the news. What's this piece of paper? I don't need that anymore. It's for something else I wrote. And it's not the big stories. So we're not going to be talking about any one of the big stories at the moment. I mean, it's mainly from what I see on social media. Absolute crackpot accounts trying to come up with some sort of theory that the video of the Princess of Wales was AI. Even if it is. I'm sure it's still the case. I've been arguing with people on social media. They're going, oh, it's clearly AI because her ring disappears during this really low-res picture. What? Have you seen AI pictures? They have weird things like people with three arms crop up in them every so often. So if you think AI's done a good enough job there. Anyway, that's for me arguing online. No, what's this? I've written down. What even show is it today? I've lost the show. I found it. It's all right. Panic over. So we did a radio show, edited down some of the bits where we looked at news stories, and it came out sounding like this. Welcome along to a broadcast where we will be covering loads of news stories. A quick look. Elon Musk is back in the news. We always like to talk about him. Rain is back in the news. It's probably also going to crop up when I do the weather forecasty bit as well. Spoiler alert. There's a thing about what you should and shouldn't do when you're getting married. Not that kind of, you know, take you to one side, talk about the birds and bees, but we'll get there. And a woman who used to eat McDonald's all the time, three times a day, has found a solution. And it's not Burger King. That would have been my suggestion. But she's gone a different route. All of that lies ahead of us like a show. There's a story about rain. Because we got a lot of that heading this way. In fact, I think there was a news story that I didn't do on the show yesterday, the day before, about how bad the weather's going to be for us. Because it was just too depressing. I've been in the article. But rain could help you feel happy. Not me, but you. Singing in the rain might be the perfect way to cheer us up. The negative ions in the air make you feel happy, according to experts. So this is nature writer Matt Gore is urging us to get soaked to boost our mental health. I mean, you say that. Every single time I've got stuck in the rain, got rained on, absolutely dripping wet, I don't feel happy about it. Was I getting it wrong, Matt? Is that what you're saying? He says, walking, running and swimming in the rain has shown me that there is little sadness in the rain. In fact, there is lightness and joy. It's backed by science. Apparently, negative ions in the atmosphere, they're ones that have gained extra electrons. They're called anions, right? These molecules that are charged with electricity, these ions which are breathed in, he says, have been linked with biochemical changes that impact positively on mental health. We didn't cover that at university, put it that way. Think you might be talking rubbish, but no, that's, you give it a go if that's what you're into. I think knowing that you're outside getting rained on and I'm not, that's where I get my joy. I love it when a new story gives me inspiration, and I think this is in that category. A groom has been blasted, as in, like, people have criticised him. I don't know why tabloids say blasted. It seems more violent than it is. A groom has been criticised for wearing Crocs at his wedding. In a Reddit post, there's a photo of this bloke who's they're holding hands, and most social media users were focused on his footwear. It was captioned, imagine you get ready for 3 hours and your groom shows up in Crocs. Now, one user said Crocs would be a legit reason to say no at the altar. Get you? One person said maybe he has a problem with his feet, which means he can't wear proper footwear. Maybe. I think it's a stroke of genius. Because often in a relationship, as time goes on, familiarity doesn't breed contempt, but you become too comfortable. Maybe you stop trying a little bit. And at some point, you might have a discussion, an argument, maybe with your other half, where she'll say something like, you just don't make any effort anymore. What's going on with us? And he'll never have that, because if his partner says it to him, he can say, what do you mean, no longer making an effort? I never did. I turned up for our wedding wearing Crocs. Here's some health inspiration. Thinspiration, I think they call it sometimes. A woman who used to eat McDonald's three times a day cured herself. That would have been a funnier joke if she were eating ham sandwiches, cured herself, wouldn't it? But she travelled to Turkey for £2,500 spent on a gastric sleeve. And what, now she can't afford McDonald's? Ashley Pomery once weighed 19 stone and 8 pounds. She was eating fast food and roast dinners with 25 spuds. That's quite a lot of spuds, isn't it? But now, this 22-year-old from Nottingham now lives on a diet of salad and much smaller portions. But then again, all portions are smaller than 25 spuds, aren't they? She now weighs just over 10 stone. She says, I knew with surgery I could see results quickly. You could have a leg chopped off and lose a couple of stone, couldn't you? But I get the feeling that if you're going to have to travel to Turkey to get your stomach made smaller, you've not sorted out the original issue, which is probably that you've got like vouchers for McDonald's or something. I don't think I'm able to afford to eat there three times a day. So at some point she's going to go back. There's a new piece of research says that getting a dog together is a couple's best preparation for parenthood. This is according to some experts who say that nearly half of wannabe parents admitted to getting a dog with their other half as a trial run. I love this. It makes a lot of sense. I think having a dog is a lot like having a child. And now you are worried about my children. The poor things. Do they eat from bowls? Well, I suppose they do eat from bowls, but, you know, not on the floor. No, because you've got the same level of responsibility. You have to make sure you feed it. You have to make sure you clean up any poops. But the best thing about a dog, rather than a child, is that if you raise it badly, it won't become a criminal like the kids. That's my biggest fear, is raising two psychopaths, whereas it's better if it's a dog, is what I'm saying, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Somehow, you're not allowed to put a muzzle on a child because you raised it badly. There you go. That's solved that one. Mr. Motivator, do you remember him? Younger listeners, and I was surprised when we did the cinema night, when all the listeners to Time FM turned up there. Oh, we had a lot of young people who listened to this. Hello, young people. How are you? Are you doing all right? Young people, how's your homework? I don't know how to talk to young people. Mr. Motivator was on TV. He was like a fitness person. And he's back in the news because he said that these days you can't tell someone that they're overweight anymore, he says, because now they'll take it personally. The fitness trainer, who's 71, but don't mention his age, he might take it personally. Used to be on the TV in the 90s, and he said in those days you could actually say to someone that they were fat if you wanted to, and no one really took it personally. You could prod someone on the belly and say you need to deal with that. And so now he's lamenting the fact that you can't call fat people fat anymore. And maybe he's got a point there, but I tell you what, he's called Mr. Motivator. It feels like that's the opposite of motivation. Mr. Demotivator, Mr. Make You Feel Bad About Yourself. Check your own name, mate. You know, X, Twitter, you can find me on there, at Mr. Stephen Allen. X, formerly known as Twitter. That's how all news agencies have to write the name of it now. Because you can't just say they said it on X. No one really understands that. Isn't there something like you can't call an app just one letter on the Apple store? So it's a really terrible name. But Elon Musk has teased another rebrand to X, formerly Twitter, in a mysterious five-word post, formerly Tweet. The social media firm's owner shared a seven-second video that showed an X logo side by side with a new circular logo. He's playing noughts and crosses with us, isn't he? This is what happens when billionaires have too much time on their hands. He's literally playing noughts and crosses with a social media app that we all use. What's wrong with these billionaires? Why don't they just become Bond villains like they used to in the old days? This is entertainment news. It's a shame we didn't get time to get Larry sorted on this one. We probably would have had a laugh. Gwyneth Paltrow's in the news. She says she has a deep sense of impending grief as her son, Moses, prepares to leave the home. I mean, you know, I suppose we all at some point feel a sense of loss when our children move out. You've called yours Moses, he'll do all right. You know, literally, if a Red Sea is in his way, he'll still get through it. The actress's 17-year-old from her former marriage with Coldplay singer Chris Martin will be heading off to college this year. Gwyneth says that she's dreading having an empty house. I feel sorry. I think I can understand why Moses wants to move out. Imagine being a teenage boy and every time your mum lights a candle, you're like, oh, I didn't want to know what that smells like. I just think it's going to do him more damage and it's going to require therapy in the future. Regardless of how much money she made on those candles, she'll need to spend it on some sort of therapy for him. Every time I smell a Yankee Candle, I get a flashback. That kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Oh, quick hit on this story. Rishi Sunak says he used to love watching the A-Team. And I mentioned that because it's funny, isn't it? He likes the A-Team, and yet he's literally third in line in terms of prime ministers that weren't voted for. Do you know that one was voted for, then another one replaced, then he was third in line, it goes for the A-Team. It tickles you, unless you really think about it. Just spot this story. An increasing number of Brits are withdrawing cash from their banks to stash away at home. Many of us are resorting to old school methods of saving. Ooh, that's good news for burglars, isn't it? So that's a thing. This story, I don't know why it bothers me so much. Tony Blackburn has admitted that he lied about sleeping with 500 women to try and sell copies of his autobiography. I'm not sure if you'd want those details. But anyway, this 81-year-old said the writer said she hadn't got enough sex, drugs and rock and roll. So he thought, well, I don't do drugs. You're a DJ, do rock and roll. But no, apparently he lied about the number. What does he say what the actual number is? Well, that's the point. I don't care. That's the point. I think what bothers me about it more is that if he lies and says he slept with 500 women, everyone believe that. If I decided to lie about that in, like, this week's newspaper column, no one would believe it at all, would they? I suppose I'm younger. So he's 81, I'm 47, I was a late starter, so let's presume 20. So that's 27 years, you know, on the coalface, active, as it were. 500 divided by 27... 18 and a half ish, 18 and a half a year. So that means about 1.54 ladies a month. Not a hope. What's that? One every 3 weeks. It takes about 4 or 5 weeks of begging. So, like, mathematically, just wouldn't work out for me, would it? Podcast done. The news story that's left over that we didn't cover is actually rubbish, so I apologise for wasting your time. But experts believe they have found a way to see into the ghost world. The ghost world. Astronomers have noticed strange happenings in the heavens that suggest that we can only actually see about 5% of the matter that makes bright. Is this dark matter they're talking about? Europe's particle researcher CERN has now spent £100 million on this experiment using super-sensitive machinery to see the phantoms. Still reading, blah, 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 blah. Boston's a ghost. They believe that, like ghosts, they have the power to pass straight through all matter. It's dark matter, isn't it? We've been going on about this for ages, and somehow they've rebranded it with the phrase ghost particles. WIMPs. They're called WIMPs. Weakly Interacting Massive Particles. I suppose you call something WIMPs, no one wants to spend any money on it. You call it the ghost particle. And all of a sudden people are willing to drop 100 million. I see through them. And I see through WIMPs. Because they barely interact even with photons. The point is, we've done another podcast for today. You can tweet at Mr. Stephen Allen. You can email me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.